Hey, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Proverbs 20, verses 16 through 31 in the New International Reader's Version of the Bible. And Proverbs 21, sorry, did I say that? I think I said that wrong. I think I said Proverbs 20. We're in Proverbs 21, 16 through 31 in the NIRV, and it says this: Whoever leaves the path of understanding ends up with those who are dead. Anyone who loves pleasure will become poor. Anyone who loves wine and olive oil will never be rich. Evil people become the payment for setting godly people free. Those who aren't faithful are the payment for honest people. It is better to live in a desert than to live with a nagging wife who loves to argue. Wise people store up the best food in olive oil, but foolish people eat up everything they have. Anyone who wants to be godly and loving finds life, success, and honor. A wise person can attack a strong city. They can pull down the place of safety its people trust in. Those who are careful about what they say keep themselves out of trouble. A proud person is called a mocker. He thinks much too highly of himself. Some people will die while they are still hungry. That's because their hands refuse to work. All day long they hunger for more, but godly people give without holding back. God hates sacrifices that are brought by evil people. He hates it even more when they bring them for the wrong reason. Witnesses who aren't honest will die, but anyone who listens carefully will be a successful witness. Sinful people try to look as if they were bold, but honest people think about how they live. No wisdom, wise saying, or plan can succeed against the Lord. You can prepare a horse for the day of battle, but the power to win comes from the Lord. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you that the power to win comes from you. It doesn't come in anything that we perceive as strong. And in the case of ancient Israel, they would think that the horse and having more horses and chariots would be what would cause their victory. They were going to trust in that. And Lord, anything that we trust in other than you to deliver us is an idol that we should not be chasing. So would you just search our hearts today and show us where we are trusting in a medical plan, where we are trusting in our finances, where we are trusting in our wits and our abilities, trusting in someone else, our station in life, our ability to control people or circumstances. When we trust in those, we forget that the power to win actually does come from you. So forgive us for taking that glory on ourselves and help us instead, as I've been praying a lot this month, to surrender to you and to surrender to your strength. We know that your strength is made perfect in our weakness, according to 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. So we're going to boast about our weaknesses, that the power of you may dwell within us. We can be well content with weaknesses, with insults, with persecutions and difficulties for Christ's sake. For when we are weak, then we are strong. Thank you so much for that, Lord. Thank you that we don't have to try to have it all figured out and that we don't have to always be so, so strong. In fact, Lord, as a warrior in your kingdom, I feel pretty weak, and I actually know that you are my strength. Of course, there are days when I forget that, but today I'm standing because of your strength. Lord, help us to not be a contentious people today. Help us to bless people with our words instead of nag people to try to get them to do what we want them to do. Again, there's that idol of control. Lord, help us to be patient and content as we build wealth and as we build our lives. Help us to store up the best food and olive oil. And I'm all for storing up olive oil because I like it. Your word says in verse 20, foolish people eat up everything they have. So Lord, help us to have the fruit of restraint, to have patience and endurance and be able to be long suffering. Lord, that's what patience means, to suffer long. And Lord, we ask for your forgiveness in not having a proper theology of suffering, not having a proper theology of delayed gratification. So Lord, help us to be patient. Help us to endure. And in doing that, we're going to reap some amazing rewards. So thank you for that. Lord, I love this verse in verse 22. A wise person can attack a strong city. They can pull down the place of safety its people trust in. Lord, help us to do that in our culture and in our world today, to tear down what other people think is safe and instead preach the gospel to them, because that's the upside down kingdom where the strong are weak and the weak are strong. Lord, we want to proclaim your gospel today. Would you give us some opportunity? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You may not know this, but I am on Instagram, and you can find me at Mary DeMuth, and that's also my Twitter handle. And a lot of my writing and interaction is done there. So if you're trying to connect with me, that's a really great place. Again, that's at Mary DeMuth, and just invite you to follow. Thanks so much. And of course, following me is no big deal, but following Jesus is everything. So lay your heart down before him today and follow him in surrender.